Wednesday, January 13, 2021, 5:30 a.m. Okay, back out here in the studio slash garage, and working on my latest painting. Still playing with some stuff. Got a lot to do in my life, but sometimes it just boils down to painting and just taking care of life around here. Didn't do that too much yesterday. I should have done more yard work, but it was cold outside, and I do not like the cold. It was overcast and cold, and that's a good recipe for me not going outside. Anyway, today is Wednesday. The garbage truck will come here pretty soon, and we have to go grocery shopping. Last couple of grocery shopping days, the wife has been ill, so I've been going by myself. But today I got the feeling she's going to be up for going to the grocery store. And let's see. The governor, in his wisdom, Governor Gavin Newsom, has lifted the stay-at-home order for the Sacramento and the greater Sacramento area, which is goes all the way up into the mountains, as far as California is concerned. And so I don't know what that really means, but I guess that means you can have outdoor dining at restaurants. You can go get your hair cut, you can get your nails done, you can go to the gym. I'm pretty sure you still can't attend church normally. One of our First Amendment rights. So, but if you want to go to the casino with a bunch of with your whole congregation of your church, you can still do that now. And because I don't know why, but I'm really convinced that that is a I can't say conspiracy, but it's really a calculated it's really calculated to weaken the church here in California. I think it really is, because a lot of some of these churches, when you can't have people going to church, they're not going to get their money. That's going to close some of them down. So we'll see what happens. Okay. So let's see what else. The president is now banned from everything. And today they're going to vote on whether to impeach him again or not. And I got a feeling that they're going to do it. They did it last time. Why wouldn't they do it this time? Okay. And and anybody that is associated with Trump is going to be blacklisted in some way. I just saw a video of people in Washington, D.C. get kicked off a plane. Normal looking people, mind you, not these crazy horn wearing radicals that stormed the Capitol, extremists that stormed the Capitol. But just normal people, because they were Trump supporters, got thrown off a plane. A bunch of them. I didn't see the context, the complete context. I didn't see if I didn't see them tearing anything apart or anything like that. But they got kicked off just for being Trump supporters, supposedly. So, that's where that's headed. So if you attended the rally but did not participate in the storming of the Capitol, you may be in trouble. And that's one reason why I don't go to any type of rally on any side, because people are crazy and I'm not going to deal with them. That's why I have my gun. If they come to my door and break in my house, they're going to die. I may die too in the process, but some of them are definitely going to die. People will die, okay, if they try to break in my house and threaten me and my family. That's just the way it is. And I think I have every right to do that. If you don't think I have the right to do that, well then, go out and proclaim how much you're a Trump supporter and see how many people come and break your house, your door down, and maybe even beat you guys up a little, short of killing you. See how you like that. I'm not going to let somebody do that to me. Even though I'm really not a Trump supporter, but I liked some of the policies that he implemented. So the fact that he didn't get us into any more wars is a big one for me. Like I said, I don't see any reason for us to go to war in a lot of these different places that we've been going to war. When George Bush went after Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan after they blew up the towers, okay, I was good with that. You know, I said, okay, I'm good with that. But then a little bit later he turns around and says, well, we're going to invade Iraq. I was not in favor of that. I had a real big problem with that. And sure enough, here we are still at war in Afghanistan. And Trump said that he was going to get us out and kind of got most of us out after the past couple of decades of escalation and de-escalation, escalation and de-escalation, that kind of idea. So he's de-escalated in Afghanistan. Let's see if the Biden administration is going to re-escalate the war, okay? And if he does, then he's got a check mark against him for that. Let's see. But anyway, so that's just the way it is. I'm just sitting here in my my studio / garage in Fair Oaks, California, waiting for the next government decision to affect me. And we'll see how that goes. I'm just somebody that just wants to live his life, go fishing now and then, make some paintings, and leave me alone. And I'll leave you alone. I don't go out and try to screw with anybody. I've never done that. I don't believe in it. So, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to screw with you. I found that out a long time ago when I was little, growing up in a neighborhood that was kind of scary sometimes. So, I guess that's it for now. Maybe I'll talk a little later. 9:14 a.m. Okay, I guess I'm done painting for the day. I got other stuff to do. Today's a grocery shopping day, like I said. Excuse me. Painted the face on the figure, on the woman figure, and some of the background, and some of her upper torso, and the hair. So anyway, enjoyed today painting. It wasn't very long, but like I said, I got stuff to do. What was I going to say? Oh, well, I was going to say something. But, you know, this is, you know, whenever I paint paintings with some kind of like maybe a little political overtone, maybe a little political overtone. That's a funny one. With political overtone, how they get accepted or received, as they say. And, you know, nobody, like I said, I don't expect anybody to buy my paintings, but I expect people to at least see something in them. You know, just the enjoyment of walking into a gallery and saying, okay, this is something, at least I saw something, and maybe hopefully they might even talk about it later. Who knows? That would be an accomplishment, I think. Yeah, I was watching I've been listening to this YouTube stuff and Deutsche Welle documentaries, and they're talking about the documentary for the trashing of Thailand's beaches and tourists, the tourists doing that, and also the tourists trashing Venice and the problems they have. And this last one was Nazi stolen children from Poland and other Eastern Bloc countries, mostly from Poland, I think, that were adopted into German families and raised as Germans. And the Germans tried to erase their background, but apparently some of them found out who they were and where they came from. So that's kind of interesting, I think. Anyway, so this painting is, oh yeah, this painting's holding together pretty good. So I can't complain. That should be it for today. And have a good one.